In this week's Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now segment, you're going to hear from a destination wedding officiant who helps couples say their vows in faraway locales. So welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Every week we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've had all kinds of updates in this segment throughout the years. Last week from a freelance screenplay editor in Hollywood. After being successful with several big scripts of his own, he starts a sideline during the pandemic to consult on scripts from other aspiring screenplay wordsmiths. Before that, we had, I think it was a car parts reseller in Chicago. Before that, a children's birthday host. I forget where she was based, but just all kinds of different stories. And we always try to get to the details. We always try to get to like, okay, what did you learn? How did you actually start this business? We have another segment, First $1,000, comes out every Monday, where it's like, how did you actually make your first $1,000? Really want to present practical details for you, practical ideas you can use. You know, as you're trying to figure out what kind of side hustle should I start, what's the next business idea I should pursue, how can I make extra money without quitting my job by using the skills I already have. You know, that's what we're all about here on Side Hustle School. So as mentioned today, you're going to hear from a destination wedding officiant. If you have a wedding in Hawaii or Mexico or on the moon, I'm not sure if the moon is applicable, but you know, just somewhere far away, get her a plane ticket and she'll officiate. I guess you have to pay her as well, you know, since this is her side hustle. But let's hear a little bit more about this. Let's hear an update, I should say, from Joyce. Joyce is going to bring us an update. I'll bring us a wrap-up after Joyce.
I never thought I'd be standing at the front of a crowd, leading two people in the most important commitment of their lives. But that's exactly what I do now as a wedding officiant. I started this side hustle 3 years ago, and it's been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. I was working in marketing at the time, and while I loved my job, I was looking for something that would allow me to express my creativity and connect with people on a deeper level. That's when a friend asked me to officiate her wedding. I was nervous at first, but as soon as I started speaking, I knew I was meant to do this. The couple was beaming with happiness, and I felt a sense of pride and joy that I had never experienced before. After that first wedding, I started receiving more and more requests from friends and family. I decided to turn my passion into a business, and I've been officiating ever since. One of the biggest lessons I've learned as a wedding officiant is the importance of preparation. I make sure to get to know the couple well before the big day so that I can tailor the ceremony to their unique love story. I also make sure to arrive early to the venue and run through the ceremony several times so that I can be confident and relaxed when it's time to start. One of my biggest highlights was when I was asked to officiate a destination wedding in Hawaii. It was a dream come true, and I felt so grateful to be able to be a part of such a special moment in a couple's life. But as with any business, there have been some challenges along the way. One lesson I learned was the importance of having a solid contract in place. I had a couple who wanted me to officiate their wedding, but they didn't want to sign a contract. I was so excited to have a booking that I agreed, but it ended up being a huge mistake. The wedding was a disaster, and I was left feeling frustrated and taken advantage of. If someone else wants to start this kind of business, the first thing they should know is that being a wedding officiant is much more than just standing at the front of the room and speaking. It's important to be organized, professional, and confident in your abilities. You should also be comfortable in front of a crowd and be able to think on your feet in case of any unexpected moments. Next, invest in your marketing. You're competing with a lot of other people, so you need to find a way to stand out. Professional photos, eye-catching graphics, and working with local vendors can all help. Becoming a wedding officiant has been one of the most fulfilling experiences of my life. I love being a part of such a special moment, and I feel honored to be a part of so many couples' love stories.
Thanks so much to Joyce for sharing those updates with us. Definitely let us know if you are able to perform a ceremony on the moon. That would definitely be noteworthy. And listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. We have been going strong since 2017. We continue to go strong. New episode every day. If you've got a question, an update for us about your hustle, anything else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thanks for being out there. Take care of yourself. New episode tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.